the end of September of 1936, and did a bit of mucking about. I don't remember what mucking about I was doing, but then I was told to report down to Schultz at Rochester, where I was being attached as, they didn't know any other name, but they used the word or the term purser, to the flying boat which was being built there, and I was to go down and report to the skipper of this new flying boat, and that was Captain Egglesfield. So I subsequently went down, and we made contact with him at the Bull Hotel in Rochester, because that apparently was where the crew were living, and I was then became one of the crew, and I found that the job really covered practically everything except the technical side. Basically, it was a case of learning the problems of loading it and trimming it, of checking equipment which was supplied under contract by the Schultz people, and carrying out all sorts of tests that the skipper wanted me to do on his behalf, because we were supposed to be doing the acceptance tests for the aircraft for Imperial Airways. And until it was cleared by the aircrew as being acceptable, then the aircraft remained the property of Schultz, and it was not taken over by Imperial Airways. So quite apart from the technical side of trim on the aircraft, for which I was responsible, I also had to see the equipment being loaded, check off whether the right number of saucers and cups and spoons and blankets and rugs. Oh yes, there were blankets, because the Empire flying boat, the C-class flying boat, the S-23, I think it was officially called by Schultz, when it was supposed to be equipped with, I think it was 8 bunks with all their necessary blankets and sheets and pillows and pillowcases. This equipment was all carefully stowed up in the center section of the wing across the top of the flying boat body. And it was jolly difficult to get it up there and properly loaded, and but how it was ever going to be used on a trip, I don't quite know, although we did carry out on 3 occasions the loading, the equipping of the flying boat with all 8 bunks. 1, 2, 3, 4, there were 4 in the center cabin and 4 in the nose cabin. There were none in the main rear cabin at all. Actually, I thoroughly enjoyed it at Rochester, apart from the fact that we used to go down there first thing in every morning, rain or shine, blow or hail, on the basis that we might be taking off and doing more tests. I had quite a lot of fun with their stress people, because as it was still a Schultz property, I had to get their approval for the loading of the aircraft that it was correctly trimmed for flight by Schultz before we could take off. Now, I'd been reasonably used to the trim of various aircraft, not only at Croydon, but also the Schultz boats, the Scipio boats down at Brindisi, so that it didn't haze me too much. Equally, because of the calculation of the center of gravity, did mean that it used a certain amount of maths which I was reasonably familiar with, because it tied up very much with the maths that I'd done at school.